When you're groaning in prayer, it's like you see a pregnant woman. She's in the labor room. It is time for the baby to come out. She is pushing and shouting. They say, keep pushing. She's pushing. She's in pain. She's crying. She's shouting. She's groaning. And before you know, the baby comes out. David said, I am weary with my groaning. That's to say, the kind of prayer David was observing was not the usual type. It was a prayer with depth. Somebody say depth. Yes, it was a prayer with depth. He said, all the night make I my bed to swim. Like all over his foam, it is littered with tears. I water my couch with tears all through the night. This is a man that always received answered prayers from God. And this is something David practiced. In Psalm 136, verse 9, where we read, in Psalm 119, rather, verse 148, it was very clear that he said he was observing his midnight watches. How many of us saw it? He said, all the night he observed his midnight watches and meditates on the word. We are talking about the midnight cry. I want to hear that again. Say the midnight cry. Yes. Let's see Psalm 36 verse 4. Let me show us something. Psalm 36 verse 4. He said, they devise mischief upon their bed. They set themselves in a way that is not good. They abhor not evil. Evil is like good with them. The Bible is describing a man here that we can call an evil man today. Where does he devise his mischievous plan? Where does he devise it? On his bed, yes. There's a particular place in Psalm, time will not permit us. You observe that they observe midnight just for the sake of projecting their iniquity and their evil arrows. He devised mischief upon his bed. There are those that will not sleep until mischief happens. Hello? Likewise, there should be those that should not sleep until good things happen. I don't know if God is speaking to you. This man devised mischief upon his bed. He stays throughout the night thinking of one or two strategies to pull down the innocent and the guiltless. This is what they do in the night. Sleep is out of their eyes. Sleep is gone out of their eyes. Even in their kingdom of darkness, they observe midnight. It is very notable that witches, they take off their operation 12 midnight and by 2 they round up. Most of them, they go to their coven and all of that. That is when? In the where? In the midnight. Somebody say in the midnight. Yes. They understand the powers of the night. David said in the night, he litters his bed with tears as though it is a river. What is he doing? He is praying to Yahweh. Calling upon the name of the Lord for his deliverance. David was a man that was cumbered with many problems. He was anointed king, yet he was still in the desert. Saul was pursuing him to kill him. Later, even when Saul died, he became king. It was not too long. His son Absalom pursued him again. He left his throne. He began to stay in the mountains. Absalom was in the throne. David David was a man that was combat with so many a problem. The kind of challenges we pass today, they are not different from what David passed through. But this is a strategy David was employing. Somebody say amen. Yes. David was a man that observed midnight watches. Not only to pray, but to meditate on the precepts, on the word of God. Not only to meditate on God's word, but also to pray too. The two together. Look at Psalm 30 verse 5. This is life in the spirit. I believe there are some things the Lord will communicate to our spiritual life. Psalm 30 verse 5. Before I came for this meeting, just a few moments ago, the Lord opened this revelation to my eye for the first time. He said, for his anger endureth but for a what? Moment. In his favor is what? Life. Weeping may endure for a what? Night. But joy cometh in the what? Morning. I tell you the truth. Before the presence of God, there are people that they are weeping. Eh? We continue through the night in their life. And they will never see joy in the morning till they die. You've not heard of such people before? Hello? There are some people that suffer to death. You're not getting it? They never saw deliverance. But there was something deeper the word of God was referring to here. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I've heard of people that suffered this, that, they still died in suffering. They did not see joy again. What the Lord was speaking to my spirit today is that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Remember what David was doing on his bed. What was he doing? He was groaning. He was weeping all into heaven. As long as weeping endures for a night, in the morning you will see joy. It's not something of amen. You're not getting me? It's not a matter of amen. If David was groaning through the night, it is certain that when he wakes up in the morning, he will encounter joy. That's to say, if we can be consistent in the midnight cry, hello, our morning will come with joy. Do you understand? How many of us understand? If weeping endures for the night, the weeping I'm talking about is not the useless crying that you're just crying and crying without direction. No, but before the presence of God, you are groaning and telling God how it is. That weeping, though it may endure for a night, you see joy in the morning. It's very clear, right? Yes. If you can weep in the night, your joy will come in the morning. The morning may not be the literal morning of the next morning, but it's to show that the joy will come. Somebody say amen. The midnight cry. Psalm 136 verse 9. Psalm 136 verse 9. It said, the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. When should the moon and the star rule? By where? By night. Somebody say by night. The moon and the star. Listening very attentively, if you can get the message, I tell you, it will help many issues in your life. It will help many issues. It's a principle that when we apply it, we will receive help on many sides. The moon and the stars to rule by night. When does the star rule? When does the star rule? Somebody said the star rules by night. Yes. And God began to tell me that if I want to be a star in my generation, I should learn how to rule my night. Do you understand? The stars, they shine by night. So in the night, let that star be shining. Shining in the place of prayers. It's very important. They start to rule. The stars are to rule by night. You want to be a star in your calling, in what God has called you, whether it is ministry, whether it is business, whether it is academics, you need to learn how to make use of the night. Learn how to make use of the night. During that night, inspirations will be flying. Divine inspirations will be flying, that during the day, you may be, and the day may be too noisy for you to hear it. The stars to rule by night. If the star does not rule the night, then it becomes useless. Because during the day, you will not even see it. You cannot see it. The Lord has given the night to it. Exodus chapter 12, verse 42. Exodus 12, verse 42. It says, it is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generation. 430 years in captivity in Egypt. When was the time they were set free? It was by night. The word of the Lord said, it is the night to be much remembered. It was in the night that Pharaoh said, okay, Moses, you and your people, go sacrifice to your Lord. And the children of Israel left Egypt by night. The night is an hour of deliverance. Is an hour of captivity too. The Bible says, why men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares amongst what? Wheat. Why men did what? Slept in the night. The enemy came and sowed tares amongst wheat. Why men were sleeping. So I found out that the night is an hour of sowing. Either sowing into life or either sowing into death. Some people are sowing into good, some are sowing into evil. But the night is a time of sowing. Somebody say, I will sow into my night. Yes. The midnight cry. The children of Israel encountered deliverance in the midnight. It was in the midnight they encountered deliverance. So the Lord began to make that scripture very clear, that the stars will rule by night. In anything the Lord has called you to operate in any dimension, we want to rule, take charge of the night. Israel was delivered from a 430 years of captivity by night. All of them were awake. And they left Egypt. And that was the end of that bondage. As you rule your night, you come to an end of your bondage in Jesus' name. But I believe it's something that takes discipline for every one of us to always observe the midnight cry. Something the Lord began to impress on my heart just lately. During the night, as you begin to cry to God, there are persons in your family, in your extended family, your loved ones, that as you are crying in the night, their chains will begin to fall. It is not just for you alone. There are persons that God will be using your cry to liberate. Say, the Lord will avenge his elect that cry to him day and night. He will avenge them. And he will not delay. The captivity was broken by night. First Kings chapter 3 verse 20. First Kings chapter 3 verse 20. All right, let me just read from verse 17 to 20 for you to get it very clear. 16 to 20. Then there came two women that were harlots unto the king, and they stood before him. And the one said unto, and the one woman said, O my lord, my king, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the same house. Look into your Bible. And it came to pass the third day, after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. We were together. There was no stranger with us in that house, except the two of us in the house. Look at 19. And this woman's child died. Somebody said the woman's child died. Yes, her child died in the night. Children are being killed by night. The children here is not literal, but his destinies. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. Look at verse 20. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept. And she laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. How many of us understand that transaction? I hope it was very clear. This one, her child died in the night. She now came by midnight to this other woman, took the child, and now put her own dead child there. Why she was what? Sleeping. Somebody said she was sleeping. Could that woman have done that thing while she was awake? It couldn't have been possible. He said, and she took my son from beside me while thy handmaid slept. The Lord told me that the enemy had taken many things from me because I was sleeping. And the Lord is speaking to every one of us. While she was sleeping, the woman came, took her destiny and put a dead one. Look at the exchange. It is a witchcraft transaction. The destiny of somebody will just take you. And they don't go like that. They will now put one in exchange. So the person will begin to live a double life. That is a strange life. That is not what God designed for the person. She took it from beside me while thine handmaid slept. Spiritual sleep. While men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among wheat. If she was on a midnight cry, this would not have happened. She went to bed with a living child and woke up with a dead child. That's happened to so many of us. All of a sudden, something was just stolen. And like play, many of us are not recovering again. And she arose at midnight. The Lord began to tell me that the enemy is always awake in the midnight while men are sleeping, to go and steal things from people. She arose. And the Lord is saying to me even now that if this woman that is depicting evil can arise in the midnight, why shouldn't me too arise in the midnight? It's an hour to protect the goods and to recover things that have been stolen. She arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while an handmaid slept. The city had no watchman. The city had no security. In the streets, no security. Armed robbers were playing papangolo in the streets. Day and night, they are robbing. Steady.
Matter of fact, if you are talking about robbery, how many of you will hear broad daylight like this, that armed robbers will come to a street and rob? It's not popular. Is it popular? It's in the night. In the night. Because there is no watchman, no security. Everybody is fast asleep, snoring. And they will come, knock from this door to this door. The emptying houses. Emptying houses. For those armed robbers, if in the night they will hear boom, 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 1 o'clock, they say these people, security there around there, security there, they will move to another place. They hear security alert, they will move. It's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. It is something that will deter them from entering, because they know that the city has watchmen. And because the city has watchmen, they know that if they go, they may not come back alive. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The midnight cry is something the Lord is calling all of us. The other day, me and Victory were praying. That was 2 nights ago. There was one strange cry from one. What kind of bed is that again? Is it an owl or what? The cry, if you're praying and hear it, you will know that this one is very demonic. And it's not the first time it's happening. There are dimensions we may have prayed before, you know, the cry will just come sharply. It will come sharply. So that the enemy, he said he's always on his bed by night. He will not sleep. He's calculating, plotting graph for who to fall and who to destroy. As she arose at midnight, the evil harlot and the other one. The evil one arose at midnight while the other one was sleeping. The Lord began to speak to me and is asking me that, have we not been sleeping too much? Have we not been sleeping too much? That is a sleep, not too much. Even though it is an hour, Jesus said to Peter, can you not even watch with me even an hour? Peter was fast asleep. Can we see that in the Bible? Matthew chapter 26, 40 to 41. Matthew 26, 40 to 41. And he cometh. Somebody say he cometh. Say he cometh. Yes, Jesus came unto the disciples. And the Lord came to you by night to give you an encounter. And he findeth them asleep. The Lord came to give you an encounter that night and you were just sleeping. And he said to Peter, what? Would you not watch with me? And what? 1 hour. This was the time frame the Lord used in terms of measurement of prayer. At least 1 hour. Somebody say at least 1 hour. Yes. I never saw through the scripture where the Lord said at least 30 minutes or 5 minutes. He said to Peter, can you not watch with me at least 1 hour? Look at 41. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Say to the person by your side, watch and pray. Watch and pray so that you will not enter temptation. Yes, he said the spirit is willing indeed, but the flesh is weak. Even the Lord knows that the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Even while he was on earth, he had to employ the mechanism of discipline in order to prevail against the flesh. He himself knew, is our high priest and our forerunner, in the sense that he has touched our infirmities. He knows what it is to be in the flesh. So he said indeed the spirit is willing. He said that the spirit of Peter was willing to pray, but the flesh was weak. Do you know the cost of this thing? This was not the first time Jesus told them that night to watch with them 1 hour. He told them to wait. They should not sleep. He went and was praying. He came, they were sleeping. He woke them. Went back. He came back again, they were still sleeping. What that thing cost Peter was that it almost cost him his salvation. It was not long. In the next chapter, he denied Jesus. Because the flesh has overshadowed the spirit. The flesh has overshadowed the spirit. He said, could you not watch with me even an hour? Even an hour. Even an hour. The Lord knew why he told Peter, is so that you will not enter into temptation. And Peter entered that temptation and fell because he did not watch and pray. So Jesus said to us, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. There are many arrows the enemy shot at us that prevailed because we were not watching. The midnight cry was not being echoed. No watchers in the city. So the archers of hell, they were shooting their arrows from different strange mountains. And those arrows they were shooting began to prevail because the city was not being watched. Your city today is coming under divine defense in Jesus' name. I say your city is coming under defense in Jesus' name. He said, watch and pray so that you fall not into temptation. Watch and pray so that you fall not into temptation. The spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. That was an issue. That was a very serious issue. It took the wisdom of Solomon to give back that harlot, the child. It took wisdom from God in Solomon. If not, that woman would not have gotten that child. Solomon the king said, okay, come, bring the child. He told the two women, so okay, I will divide the child. I'll give you one, give her one. Then your right evil woman said, yes, that's the best, divide it. Solomon looks at her. You don't even need wisdom to know that she's not the owner of the child. Hello? You just know by default setting that somebody that can say you should divide the child like that is not the child is not his blood. Even though the child itself is even not the person's blood, you know that person has evil in her. She was one that killed her own child because she slept on her child. She used her body to cover. Like some pregnant women that may be sleeping anyhow. They may just press their child. While they are sleeping, it happens. And the child will be struggling for breath. She killed her child ignorantly. So she went and collected this other woman's child. Because she was sleeping. Look at Isaiah 56 verse 10. It's a rebuke the Lord brought to us. It's a rebuke the Lord brought to me. It's a rebuke he's bringing to you too. A rebuke he's bringing to everyone listening to this message. Isaiah 56 verse 10. The Lord said his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Who was the Lord talking about? His watchmen. People that were supposed to defend cities and territories. Maybe God designed you to be the watchman of your family. The watchman of your state. The watchman of your nation. The watchman over destinies. But the Lord is saying, his watchmen are blind. They cannot see. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Have you seen a dog that cannot bark? There is no difference between a dog and a goat. A dog that cannot bark is not different from a goat. A dog is supposed to bark to bring awareness and alertness. He said his watchmen cannot bark. Sleeping. Look at it. Lying down. Loving to slumber. It happened to Peter. It's happening to most of us. Loving to what? Slumber. These are watchmen that are supposed to be giving the midnight cry. Watchmen that are supposed to be giving the midnight cry. The watchman is not only in the city to just defend the city. He's also there to go on the offensive, to pursue the criminals, to overtake them and to take all the spoils. I was speaking to a security guy the other day. He said he was just coming from somewhere where armed robbers went to take somebody's, and they went to the compound, stole all the batteries in all the cars there. So how he knew that they stole all the cars is that as they were watching, a guy from far was coming, the flash torch. And as the flash touched, the torch caught the battery. So the guy dropped the battery and ran away. So when they pursued him, they could not find it. So they picked the battery. So it was that morning, a compound was now raising alarm that armed robbers came and stole all the batteries there. So that battery was recovered though the armed robber ran away. But it took the watchman to recover the batteries. Those batteries are like, that battery is a type of destiny that many of us have been linked to, that spiritual robbers have taken. So God has designated us as spiritual watchmen to overtake and to recover all that the enemy has stolen. Somebody say, I will overtake. Say, I will pursue. I will overtake. And I will recover. Yes. Say, I will pursue. I will overtake. And I will recover all. Yes. And the Lord is saying, you cannot recover it on your bed. You cannot recover it on your bed. He's saying to me, I cannot recover it on my bed. Yes. You recover it on your knees. You recover it on your knees. At least an hour. You're saying, Lord, I pursue, I overtake, I recover. As you do that, even just an hour, when you sleep, you begin to see revelations. This one is stronger than when you meet somebody, they are just giving you prophecy. The prophecy will never work if you don't activate it in prayer. It ends in prayer. His watchmen are blind. All ignorant. They are all dumbed up. They cannot back. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. The Lord was talking about prayer here. Look at verse 7 of that Isaiah 56. Look at verse 7. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of what? And make them joyful in my house of what? Some of you are looking at me, you're not looking at your Bible. I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. Do you know the house of prayer? The house of prayer that we know is a church. That is very good. But the original house of prayer is you, because you are the church, you are the temple. So that house is supposed to be a place of prayer. Somebody get it? Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. As you are praying, God is accepting it. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. It was this issue of prayer that the Lord looked and saw that his watchmen are dumb. Dogs that cannot bark. You will not be dumb again in Jesus' name. The Lord will give you grace to bark in the name of Jesus. And you will not only bark, but you will roar in the name of Jesus. He said, the wicked pleadeth when no man pursueth, but the righteous is as bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. Imagine there are houses that dogs are defending. Armed robbers cannot enter. By the time they start to hear the dogs, they know that armed robbers, dogs are here. These dogs, they will give us tough time. So let's just go where there are no dogs to bark. They love robbing in peace. The enemy does not like confrontation. If you're not confrontational, the enemy will empty. You'll be emptied. If you are not spiritually confrontational, the enemy will empty you. How much more that the robber's head, that place, there is a lion there. Oh. in the next world, they will not go that road. They will not go.
The righteous is as bold as a lion. Somebody say, from today, I shall be as bold as a lion.
Yes.
The cry, the midnight cry, is for us to take charge of our families, extended families, cities, and nations, to defend the gates, the city gates of destinies around us from evil attacks. To defend our cities from evil attacks.
There was a very delicate issue in my life. I was believing God for a testimony. It was just a delicate issue in my destiny. I was believing God. So 2 days ago, I began to pray. That was in the midnight while I was praying with Victory. That morning, I just saw a clear answer to it. I was like, huh? And I had not prayed about this thing like these things. And now I just prayed. He said, indeed, God answers prayer.
When you wake up at midnight and you begin to pray, whether in the spirit or in understanding, the Lord may count it as it's a sacrifice.
Before the answers alone, it is a sacrifice in itself. God is saying, okay, this one you're depriving yourself from this sleep and coming to me. It's very important. It's very important.
The stars will shine in the night. I got this revelation today. I said, car, Lord, I must be a star in my generation. So I must shine in the night. I must shine.
David said the way he is shining is soaking in his bed with importunate growth.
Ah! It's not the one you're praying, you are yawning.
No, it's not that kind. It's not the one your head is falling this way. No, it's groaning.
His body will become so covered with wetness that his bed will be like a river.
You saw it in the scriptures.
His tears covered everywhere.
That type of prayer, sleep does not know that type. Sleep does not know that type. If you're the kind that sleep may overcome you as you're on the bed, you rise up. Don't sit down. You are moving to and fro.
Jesus said, will you not watch with me? At least.
At least what? Am I the one that wrote the Bible? He's the one that wrote it. I'm not saying the Lord does not answer prayer of 1 minute. He answers it. But if the Lord will take you serious, if you want to be a spiritual watchman, the measurement is at least. You can do 10 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours, but at least for 1 hour. That 1 hour, there are many prayer points to pray that we have not prayed. Many prayer points for your family, for your friends, relatives. Before you begin before you even start mentioning your own case, 1 hour has passed.
The midnight cry. The midnight cry. Every enemy that has covered your mouth for you not to cry. Today the Lord is liberating you from it. In the name of Jesus. Every seal the law the enemy has put in the mouth of anyone here so that their voice will not be heard. Today that seal is removed. In the name of Jesus. That when your voice echoes in the night, your voice will cover territories. In the name of Jesus. Your voice will cause spiritual vibration in the spirit. Witches will bow. Wizards will bow. In the name of Jesus. Forces and principalities in territories. When they begin to hear your voice in the midnight, they'll say, tonight's mission scattered. Why? Why? You will be a terror to darkness. In the name of Jesus. The Lord shall amplify your voice. That when you speak even the least of the tongues, hell will tremble. Captives will be released from prison. In the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet. Say, Lord, give me the mantle of the midnight cry. The mantle for the midnight cry. The mantle for the midnight cry. Lord, give me the mantle for the midnight cry. Shaka talabatakayato.
Rakateki sukata la brata kata yata tata tata. Rakata tata rata tata yato toto shata yikata lodos. Rekete suta la baraka testa. Rababayata kolomo shikayaba. Rekete kete kete. Rekita kato soto koto. Rekita kosoto. Raka shata yandala. Rekete sunta lamo. Rababakato setekele. Rekete setele. Roko soto. The mantle of prayer. Hey, ya 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 Rakata da 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 da. Hey ya 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 kudunus. Uria makase tele. Uria makaka solto. Eria kosa. Eke kotu tu tu tu. Ruku tu ku tu ku tu. Erekete tu sakata. Hey ya 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 ya. Urekete sakatu. Akato satale sakale. E sakata kalara. E kata kata kalere kalere kudunus. Ika toko toka lakades ilaga daga ye kata kato roto kusekelekele is kata kaladesa kaladesa ika tabolot ika tambo le kato suta lagades ike tuku tuku rakade ele shigara lagades ika toko tolu budi ireke ilaga desa dalades suta ya danadia ike teke tekele. In Jesus' name we pray. See, just this last prayer point. There's a man called Enoch Adeboye. I know many of us know him, Daddy Adeboye. A particular brother was sharing a testimony. Let me call it a testimony. He was just in redemption camp. One night he was praying that he saw a huge man walking, praying in tongues round. He looked at him, he now ran, he saw it was at a big way. He now went and like, daddy, then he now blessed him. He was surprised. He said, this man, that this one even happened that this year, early this year. He said, this man, after all he has achieved in life, is still praying. What is he praying? What is he praying? That is the question. That the Adeboye said he has been doing the prayer trek for many years. From many years, from when he married. He has been doing it. He walks around redemption camp 3 hours. Every night. And you think that man will die? You think the person can be on it? Even if all the witches in the world gather to curse the person, it cannot walk. It's because the person is watching in the city gate daily. Say, Lord, empower me to watch daily. Empower me to watch daily. It is true that the flesh is weak. It is true that the flesh is weak. Oh God, empower me. Empower me. Baya koto toto. Leke ketu katabanatas. Rakatata koto ratatayato. Likatosa kataye. Rika katosa kataye. Rekete. Rekampota yeketeso. Rokete kete. Likatosa koto. Likata kayata kata karata tata tata. Hey! Yeketete. The mantle of the water. The mantle of the water. My father, my helper. My father, my helper. The mantle of the water. The mantle of the water. Jesus. 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 The mantle of the water. The mantle of the water. The mantle of the water. Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
Please, don't end the prayer point. Carry it to your house and continue this night. You conclude the prayer point in your heart this midnight.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Nwoke, has just delivered to you a message from heaven. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen.
For your programs, bookings, crusade, and testimonies, message us on WhatsApp with +234 703246 9360. You can follow Apostle Christian Nwoke on Facebook. Download our messages through the following platforms: www.foreshare.com, or by messaging us on WhatsApp. You can also get the messages on our Telegram and YouTube channel by searching Apostle Christian Nwoke. Visit our website www.ghsermons.com for more information.
You can also spread the gospel we preach by becoming a kingdom partner with us through your love offerings. Kindly message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360 to become a partner.
We are God's Army Global, bringing the fullness of God to every man and taking us numberless as the sand by the seashore to heaven with us, even you.